I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi!
Welcome to Scam Wow! And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams.
Guys, we love scams.
Katie is still in California.
I don't know how I'm going to get home.
You're not. She's staying forever.
Let's just stay forever. Just kidding, family.
I almost got scammed today.
What?
Okay.
Tell me.
Wait, let's introduce our guests really quick so that they can comment on this. We have Melissa Siegel and Ali Setton from...
Nope. Incorrect.
Switch it up.
Oh my God.
Setton and Ali Siegel?
Melissa, yes.
Melissa
Stetton.
No.
I love it.
Redo. That's okay. We're re-editing this. Binging.
We have Melissa Stetton and Ali Siegel from Web Crawlers.
Hi.
We're huge fans
yes.
of your podcast.
We love you guys.
You're so cool.
So you guys, this is an emotional journey. I called my insurance and I called the number. I had to check on something for coverage. My therapist was like, you can just call the number on the back of your card. So I called the number on the back of my card and somebody picks up and they were like, I just need to verify your date of birth. So I gave them my date of birth and then they start talking, trying to sell me something for like 5 minutes and like very long. I don't know what they were selling me. And then I was like, no, I'm here to check on my insurance. And he was like, let me transfer you to a supervisor. And then that person was like, okay, let me verify your name and your date of birth. He starts trying to tell me something.
A timeshare?
No, I don't know what it was. It was something. I have
Lululemon
no idea.
Lemon leggings. Or
was it like one number off from your insurance number? Like the phone number? Was it?
Wait, Katie, that's exactly what happened.
Spoiler.
I'm so sorry.
But it, I was like, I said to the supervisor, I was like, I know what you're doing. You're scamming me. Please delete all my information. Like very like white girl. Oh, but no. I was so mad. And then I looked at my phone and I had dialed the wrong number.
But that's what happens. Oh, they pick a number. God. Sorry, guys. I jumped to conclusions. Yeah. They pick a number very close to a number most
it's
people
like
have
websites.
To use.
It's like the websites. It's like one letter off.
Yes. One number shit. Off. And then that way they get you.
Yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I was like, and now he has my name and my birthday.
But you oh, know scary. Better, yeah. too. And I tell people, I'm like, you know, I run a podcast about scams. So we're going to talk about you.
But then when I called my actual insurance, I was like, oh, yeah. This is so much easier. It makes so much more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're wow. not asking me weird questions I about my blood so type.
Oh, boy. You're like, sir, I have a podcast about scams. Yeah. I know what you're doing
I
to me.
I know what you're doing. That's yes. what I said.
Good. No, you have to. And you have to say, like, I demand that you remove my information.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I felt so bad being that mean.
But that's okay. No, you got
to
be.
They're trying to scam you. Yeah.
They're trying
be mean.
To take your money or an identity.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be mean to scammers. That's like a rule. That.
Okay, thank you.
We yeah. all approve of the okay, intensity you need to be. Yeah.
Thank you. Have you guys been scammed recently?
I have never been scammed.
What? Never?
Well, we've never had a guest who's never been scammed. That Airbnb thing that just happened recently.
Yes.
Right.
Over the summer where there was like a hidden fee. Of $400 in this Airbnb contract that like I could not find.
Yeah.
And whoa. It was not on the total checkout at the end. I just got an email. It's like, okay, thank you for booking. You need to pay $400 within 24 hours or we're going to cancel your thing.
What?
And it was like a hidden fee in this contract that like was 30,000 pages long.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And were you just like, please cancel it?
No, I contacted Airbnb and like it took, I don't know, like a week for them to like get back with me. And they finally, after like many emails complaining, they finally refunded me the $400. So I was like, this is a scam.
Yes.
Yeah. Airbnb's been emailing me like crazy.
They're such a scam.
They're updating their terms and conditions and they want me to know. I don't think I've used Airbnb in like multiple
you're like,
years.
Yeah, I got those emails.
Yeah, I don't care, guys. I'm not interested, but
whatever.
So yeah.
Allie, you've never been scammed in your entire
life. No, but now that I've said that, I highly regret saying it because okay. I'm 100% going to be scammed within the next
no,
month.
You're
now.
Not. No, you're not.
I feel like I just brought that energy
into
the world. Yeah. By the time this comes out, people are going to listen and scam me.
Allie.
Yeah.
How are you?
Fuck.
I have an MLM. You want to join? Yeah,
and I'm so gullible that
do you
I
like
absolutely
oils?
Will. I will like join a pyramid scheme, yes. buy a timeshare. Yeah. Oh,
I am ripe for a cult. I'll join any cult. I love
shocked
a fun group of people.
Dying to.
They're
I'm
fun.
Dying to join a cult.
If a cult said to me, like, look, Caitlin, you will have the career of your dreams and incredible skin, I'd be like, take all my money.
Yeah.
Take all my money.
If someone was just like, here's your job, you just do it every day, you have a home, you have a family, and you have nothing else to worry about, fine. And here's a husband for you, I'm there.
Boom.
Absolutely, a built-in life.
Fun at first,
yes,
and then the leader starts having sex with the underage women,
and then there's
with everybody, and you know, never forget
for
Daddy Fox.
Daddy Fox.
Never what, forget.
Thanks for ruining it.
What's
for
Daddy Fox?
Well, we were doing the Jonestown massacre.
Oh yes,
right. And the guy, what's his name? I don't know his name, but he
Bill.
I don't know.
He like Bin Laden.
We blocked him. Yeah. Osama Bin Laden was in Jonestown. We did. After we do a scam with a creepy person, we do have to block them out of our minds for a bit. But he did as he was fucking everyone
in
his commune, and he had a fuck schedule.
He had a schedule,
and he made you call him father.
Yeah.
So we have a T-shirt on Depop that says "Daddy Fucks."
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Because he does.
Yeah.
He does.
Daddy Fucks.
Always.
We should also, do, you mean them all drink Kool-Aid and then they all die.
Well, yeah, and then that's the worst part. We should do a Satan fucks shirt for
Satan
web crawlers.
Fucks.
You
oh
should.
My God.
Wait, what is this?
I mean, that's just I'm
just like
sure.
How you feel?
Yeah, just how I feel.
Satan fucks.
Yeah, just because we do a lot of occult stuff.
Yeah.
And just sure, you know, like daddy fucks. Say it could be like a sister.
Oh my God.
I think we need a sticker with like both of them on it.
Yeah.
Daddy and Satan fucks.
Daddy and Satan fucks.
Daddy Satan fucks. But it's Daddy Satan.
Daddy Satan.
Satan is my daddy.
Satan is
my
daddy.
Satan's
my
daddy.
Perfect.
And he fucks me.
We do have a demon daddy shirt.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, I like it.
On TeePublic. TeePublic?
Shopify.
Yeah. Linked below.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Visit their Patreon. They have a bustling Patreon as
yes.
well.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Web Crawlers podcast?
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Web Crawlers. Yeah.
Whatever. It's in Google.
Find
it's
us
on the internet.
We'll put it in the show notes. you guys got it. All right. Speaking of cults, oh, great segue.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Well, seamless.
We're talking about Mormons today and how they're scammers. Not every Mormon.
Not every Mormon, but I'll say, guys, Mormons are the scariest scammers. Like when I didn't really know what this was at first about. And Sue was like, oh, Caitlin, when you think of like a creepy ass Mormon cult with the braids and the dresses. And she's like, this is the one.
The braids and the prairie dresses.
Yeah, yeah. This is the cult.
Full That's on. The cult.
The Kingston clan.
Yes. Super creeps.
They call themselves a clan, which I think is bad
it's
branding.
A red flag, right?
Bad branding.
Yeah. Yeah.
They spell with a K too.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
The KKs.
Okay. This is the Kingston clan. And Jacob Kingston is one of the leaders of it, and he's descended. He's like the great great grandfather of the founder of this clan. It's the largest polygamous group in the US. So if you've watched the hit A&E show Escaping Polygamy, this is pull people out of there all the time. Yeah. So it's French braids, it's prairie dresses, it's multiple wives, it's, you know, many hundred siblings. This is what we're talking about.
Which that blows my mind for somebody to have multiple hundreds of siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like gross. If you watch, there's like a documentary on Vice about it. And this guy has like 10 wives and like 129 brothers and sisters.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
And they're all like incesty.
Yeah. And they're all married to each other.
Yeah. You got it. Like when there are that many people in a room, you just like swing like, yeah, you never.
You're going
to
be.
You're bound to click with someone.
Yeah.
You all look the same, too. Yes. Those French braids. You can't tell your wife apart.
I know. All right. And the kids. So the kids are taught like not to talk to outsiders. They don't go to public schools. They're super, super, super insular. These guys have a ton of businesses. So they run like casinos. They run.
They have like grocery stores.
Grocery stores. Schools. Yeah. So many businesses. And they have this thing where everyone has to turn over all their money to the church.
Yeah, they have like a barter system within their own businesses.
Well, and didn't they have like an entire alphabet full of commandments?
Yes.
Like they have tons of commandments for every letter in the alphabet.
Stop, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It said we have
That's kind of smart.
Melissa.
It's kind of what?
Kind of smart.
Yeah. ABC standards with an edict for every letter in the alphabet.
A, always marry your cousin.
B.
Brothers are for fucking.
Yeah, I love it.
C.
Cousins are
for fucking.
For fucking.
D.
Daddy.
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 Daddy. I love this game. I can really come up with a couple
really
commandments.
Could.
10 minutes later, Z.
Yeah.
Zaddy fucks. Z daddy.
Zaddy fucks.
That's like the grandpa.
Oh my God. So one of their letters.
You're talking about the letter.
I know, but then I felt bad because I was doing purple.
No. Go
purple.
Ahead. Yeah, okay. We can share.
Okay, you do it because I'm lost.
Okay, so one of their letters in this A to Z thing was incomings, which means they have to turn over all of their incomings to the church, and it applies to everyone. So girls and boys as young as 7 worked at the clan's grocery store and answered phones at the order's law offices, and everyone is paid in something called scrip, which is a form of credit that's only redeemable at their own stores.
Oh, God.
Right.
And their whole thing is, if the order doesn't have it, we don't need it.
Oh.
I know.
Also, how do they have a law office if they're not comfortable with outsiders? Like, how'd they learn law?
Yeah.
Like, how do they
learn? Their own laws.
They go
maybe
to their school. Like,
and how do they know what an office is if they don't trust outsiders?
I feel like the men are allowed to, like.
I'm
sure. Men always have, like, special. Like, oh, well, we can go outside and bring in our knowledge.
100%.
Yeah. So the clan itself has about 10,000 members, and they have over 100 businesses.
Crazy.
Wow. And this has been going on since...
I read an article from like 1991.
Yeah, it's a long time.
'80s?
Yes.
Really?
Early, early. This clan's been going on forever and ever and ever. And then one of these...
or like 100 years.
It's the dawn of time.
I don't know, okay? You guys are comedians.
You know we play fast and loose with the facts.
Yes. The most important thing is in 2006, Jacob Kingston and his father started talking about building a biodiesel plant on a ranch near Plymouth, Utah.
on the Idaho border. Now, here is the thing. Congress created a renewable fuel standard at this time. So this group that was kind of keeping to themselves and not even letting people talk to outsiders has now decided, let's get involved in like green and renewable energy.
Bizarre.
Which is bizarre and complete scam. They saw this a million miles away as like a way to make a shit ton of money. So basically the law mandates that refiners like ExxonMobil, you would take some of your product and blend it with renewable fuels. So then that way you kind of give back. It was also a way for them to prevent depending so much on other countries and their oil. Huh. And it was a way that they thought it would bring more income into the U.S. And the incentive is great. The only caveat is nobody was doing checks and balances. So there were these incentives. So it was almost as if, so you would get a tax incentive and then you would get these specific, these additional credits that were cashed in and used for money from the government, depending on how much of this renewable energy, this renewable like oil and biofuel you created.
Shit.
So you would get, go ahead.
Yeah. So just to clarify like a little bit of the details. So in 2006, the Congress passed the Renewable Fuel Standard, which was designed to reduce reliance on foreign oil and cut greenhouse gas emissions. So it was giving companies incentive to make biofuel, right? It was paying them to make biofuel.
Like recyclable, like vegetable oils or cooking oils
or
stuff?
Well, it's supposed to be oil cut with petroleum. Like it was very specific. Right.
Like half and half. Yeah.
Okay.
But the shady shit is that this company decided, you know what? Let's cut it with animal fats. Let's cut it with vegetable oils. Like let's cut it with restaurant fats. Yes.
Because they probably have such a surplus of that too from their own commune.
So they started cutting it with things that weren't at all up to par. But with this new program, they didn't have enough people to actually figure that out.
There's no quality control on
it.
There wasn't. So this, the EPA like didn't even, wasn't even regulating the vouchers they were giving back.
That seems crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And if you look online, there are vouchers, which this is, I was like fascinated with. So there is a cellulose biofuel waiver credit form. And so you get a credit.
We should fill one out and see if we can get money.
I know. Like, start making our own oil.
I know. So, and all of this is online, guys. So all of this is, all of the documents are there. And so one of the facts and one of the millions of graphs. And if you love math and science and you're not dyslexic, like it's really fun to read, but I hated it. But in the cellulose biofuel waiver credit form that they show, 2010 and 2011 is missing due to legal issues. And it's, I believe it is because of this.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. And so it's just not there and you can't look it up. It won't give you information.
Oh no, it's like redacted.
Yes. It says zero and it says because of, you know, a legal case. And I think that's just fine.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. And so it says in the early years, one guy in Ohio signed up with pictures of a biodiesel plant that he found online.
He wasn't even creating it. He didn't even have a, like, this is how it was so unregulated.
Yeah. That's like the Airbnb scam.
Oh yeah.
It like
the pictures. The pictures of the same apartment, just like different angles.
Yes.
It doesn't even exist in your
Man, people are smart.
Seriously.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm pro scam. I am pro scam.
I love a scam.
All you have to do is like clip art some biodiesel plant and make all the money.
I think if you're scamming the government, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, scam the man.
Yeah.
So
100%.
Another, this is another thing they did is that.
Scam the man.
Another t-shirt idea.
There you go. Scam the man.
Boom.
Another thing that they would do is they would create fake businesses with co-conspirators. And so they would, if they were sending and their fuel around to other companies and showing that they're using the fuel and cutting the fuel, it was actually just their own company. And they were just, they were just shuffling their.
Yep.
Their oil, drums. Oil,
their drums all over and saying that was,
oh my
God. It was 100 million gallons of fuel among these tanks just being passed around.
Shuffled around to different companies.
Were they using the fuel outside of their own companies or was it
No, they didn't really like the fuel. I don't think it was
I don't think it was real fuel.
The fuel is just a plant because the company claimed more than $500 million in credits by allegedly falsifying records. And they send diluted loads of tanks of water to co-conspirators, recirculating vegetable and animal fats used for cooking oil. So the other thing, too, is when they would get this money, the really smart thing they did is they would put it into accounts in Turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Overseas.
Yeah, they laundered $134 million to Turkey.
Yeah. So one of their things was they never worked did business with people outside their bloodline, like ever. Oh, and they only trusted family members. But there was this one guy named Lev Derman.
And Lev was just too delectable to pass. I know.
And he's a gas station magnate.
Mogul.
In Southern California. And he had connections to Turkey. And so they partnered with him and they moved their money through Turkey and hid it in shell companies there.
And also, they were supposed to give all of their money back to the order, but instead, they would spend money that they made on this to go to Utah Jazz basketball games. Yeah. Well, yeah. They would give it to their wives.
Did they live in, like, mansions?
Yeah. I looked up some of their houses.
Yeah.
They're huge.
But all the other people didn't. Just these guys.
Yeah, just the head
bio
guy.
Boys.
I remember one escaping polygamy episode where she was getting her mother out. And she was literally living in like a moldy.
Yeah, they live in squalor.
Squalor. Eating potatoes.
Yeah.
Like it was awful. Ugh. Meanwhile, these guys had a 2010 Bugatti, which has a price of $1.7 million.
Stop
it. Some guy owned like 100 cars or something.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. He has a mansion in Turkey.
They were accused of falsifying tax credit applications. And their fraudulent claims have said to be worth as much as $1.1 billion. And $511 million, which they received.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So when we're going to Turkey.
They love giving that money to Turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, I do say if you are a con artist, you have to have offshore bank accounts.
Oh, yes. That's part of the deal.
That's key.
That's one of the rules.
Or else you're just kind of like a weenie about it.
Yeah.
You have three accounts in the Bahamas.
Yeah. You've got to have an offshore account.
You've got to.
Our web crawler's fortune. For like $10.
All of our Patreon money goes through offshore accounts.
Yeah. Just FYI. So he went to these guys, the Kingstons were going to Turkey so much that they didn't even need a passport to go. And they would go there on private jets.
Oh,
and one of them even married one of his daughters off to, a Turkish guys.
No.
And I got kind of deep in Reddit, but I wanted to save this for you guys saying that they were taking women over there, but I didn't find any substantiation of it. So it might have been a sex trafficking thing as well, but I don't know.
No,
I
mean, way.
It sounds likely.
That's just a theory. I didn't find any articles
on it.
They would
marry off like their 14-year-old, 15-year-old daughters.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like out of the realm of possibility of things that they would do.
Yeah.
If they're already doing it within their own communities, why wouldn't they do it for profit somewhere else?
Exactly.
And if they're buddy-buddies with these guys.
Yeah.
And they're like family suddenly.
Exactly.
I gotta go rescue some girls.
Oh, the company was called, I can't even say it.
Washaki Renewable.
Was the name of this company they made up.
It was called Washaki Renewable. And prosecutors charged them with running an elaborate tax scam, cooking the books to make it look like it was producing mass quantities of renewable biofuel and claiming a tax credit for each gallon. So, yeah. Kingston and his son Isaiah faced charges for filing false claims to fuel tax credits. And then Sally, his wife, Rachel, I think one of his daughters, and then that guy, Lev Derman, were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and money laundering, which was the biggest biodiesel scam in U.S. history.
Yeah, because it was the first.
Oh, yeah.
They were so new with this biodiesel. They had no checks and balances.
Wait till they see ours.
Yeah. Now we're all going to get together on it.
The whistleblower was one of his daughters named Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
Yes, I know. She had 200 brothers and sisters.
Oh, Jesus. Which is insane.
That's madness.
200 brothers and sisters.
Oh my God. I don't even know 200 people.
I don't even care about 200
people. I don't care about 200 people either.
No.
Think about that Christmas list. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Christmas list.
No, do Mormons
celebrate Christmas?
I don't know what Mormons celebrate.
I don't know what they celebrate. No, I don't know one's getting anything.
I think they're Jesus people.
Guys, if you're a Mormon person and you still are listening
Jesus
at this point,
people. Please tell us. They're Jesus people and Joseph Smith found these other tablets.
Yes.
Right. Started his own.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Jesus, okay. Mary, and Joseph, that group?
No, Joseph Smith.
I don't know anything. I'm Jewish. Uh-oh. I don't know. Well, I have. It's a whole thing.
Joseph Smith was this guy, I think in the 1800s, who found these tablets in New York who said he claimed that they were written by Jesus and he started his own thing and that's Mormonism.
Good for him. So, okay.
Yeah. So the whistleblower, she had 200 brothers and sisters, and her her dad had 18 wives.
Oh my God.
And she blew that whistle when she was ordered to marry her 17-year-old cousin.
Ooh.
When she was also 17.
Oh God.
Yeah, because that's nasty. Good for her though. Think of like, after 200 of those people and only one of them was a whistleblower. Like, that's good for her.
Crazy.
That's only ballsy.
One of them felt like they could say something.
Yeah.
So in July, everyone pled guilty. This guy, Jacob Kingston, got 30 years. Isaiah got 20 years. Sally and Rachel Kingston got 15 years. And they agreed to pay back $512 million. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that'll not happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen. No.
And then they forfeited all their assets, like luxury cars.
And their energy plant, right?
Yeah, and their energy plant and stuff.
Because there was nothing in it.
Right. Yeah,
because it doesn't exist. Yeah, we don't have anything.
Drums of water.
Yeah. Because it's a Kid Picks photo. Yeah. Clip art.
Okay, so that's a little bit of the what the
their scam.
Yeah, the scam behind it. Now we have the most amazing web crawlers.
Well,
to talk about their theories.
We thought that was really interesting.
But then we're like, what are these 100 companies they own?
Yeah. So we thought we were like, there are all these other companies. Yeah. That's crazy.
Like grocery store, school, a gun company.
Gun factory. There's a casino.
Like Elsinore that's near
Los Angeles. They must have some sort of ties with the rest of the U.S., even though they're acting like they're so different. If you have a casino, it's not just the Mormons that are playing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's they're definitely involved in a bunch of stuff. But then Melissa and I found something insane. You know those dolls that look real?
The porcelain?
Oh, in the magazines born. And those little tiny newborns?
Yes,
and
the newborn dolls.
Oh, yes. They're so uncomfortable.
But they're so real.
They're so real looking.
You only imagine old ladies holding them.
Yes. Yeah. And then also for a while when the movie Avatar came out, they were making real Navi baby dolls too.
I need to get one. They look,
I know, 100%.
She loves that movie.
But there's like phenomenon of these real baby, real born dolls.
Okay.
The creator of this company and these babies is the Kingston clan.
It's called Bountiful Baby.
What?
And it's run out of Bountiful, Utah.
What? Whoa.
Yes. And currently there's a lawsuit going on. There's a woman who is like an artist and she sells and like makes these parts, and she said it like a week ago, she's no longer doing business with Bountiful Baby because she figured out that they're owned by the Kingston clan.
Whoa.
And so she's being sued.
We're looking at pictures.
This is a half baby.
Fucking creepy.
Yes, half fawn. You have to Google it.
This is a baby with deer legs.
Who
guys, get out
your phones. Videos on YouTube. Who have videos of like, oh, I'm changing my baby, and they put like fake poop in it. And then there's this one where these twins are being delivered, and it's a whole like 30-minute video of a woman being in this hospital, and she's pretending to be like a nurse and delivering these babies, and they're twins.
And then she's in the hospital. She went to a real hospital.
There's like a woman laying there, and like the woman who owns the babies is like the doctor. Like these people are like playing parts.
Yeah.
But in someone's house, or did they like bring you a hospital?
I think it's probably in a house.
Yeah. And then when she pulls out the baby, she's like, oh, these two precious babies. And they're like, well, they both have Down syndrome. And she like treats them like they're her children. And this woman does like pregnancy tests. And is like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to have a baby. Yeah. There's custom parts.
Yeah.
You can add paint a vagina to your baby.
Oh my God.
But here's another weird part is that they're 3D printed.
What? Yes.
Of real babies.
Ooh.
So it's probably one of the polygamous babies being scanned.
So it's probably the Kingston family. The clan has so many children being created all the time.
The same.
Yes.
Yeah. That they're 3D prints of
an actual baby.
Of actual babies.
Let me see.
This is blowing.
There's
my
a whole
mind.
Like Reddit subreddit dedicated to
these babies.
Yes.
Oh my God, you guys really crawled the web for us.
How do they 3D print these babies? Like they dip a real baby?
No. You don't dip anyone.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
Like in the Terminator, they dip it in the acid.
Do you dip a baby in like some like foam? home and then you, it like.
No, I think have, it's like a 3D printer. How I do you do
for
it?
My wedding, the wedding topper.
You had a baby for a wedding?
Yeah. No, she gave for a party favor. A everyone got a real board.
Yeah, I love it.
My husband and I, we had 3D figures made of ourselves.
How like did they do
like,
it?
We stood in a booth and it's just, it was like 100 cameras all in a circle. And you stand there really still and they take your photo and they print out. You know what I mean? They dipped us.
Yeah.
And then they print out your image and then they paint it.
Oh.
So it's like this, I don't know, 6-inch tall thing that we had to put on our cake. It's a cake topper and it was like us.
Whoa, that's cool.
So yeah. Okay, so they're 3D printing the babies.
Yes.
Can't you also 3D print guns?
Yes.
Yes.
And they also have a gun company.
Yes. Oh.
So I wonder if they're using all this 3D printer technology probably. To print the babies, and they're also maybe 3D printing guns.
They're 3D printing.
But 3D
everyone.
Printing is relatively new. It's only been the last like.
Yeah, it's a new technology.
Years. So yeah. What do they how'd they get those babies?
Well, I don't know. What are they making them? They're very like real, like squishy.
Yeah, some of these baby things are just. Gorillas.
These babies all have like a furrowed brow. Like it's very hard to be a baby, which I get. It's hard. But they're not like happy.
They're kind of cheap. They're only like $40.
Oh, I'm going to get a couple.
And a lot of them are on sale right now.
Wow.
Wait, there are so many people in this order. Why would you want to buy a fake porcelain person?
But it's for everybody.
I think 200 people in your family.
I was reading that a lot of the women who buy these are women who have lost babies and they get replicas of them.
Oh my God, very dark.
It's very sad. A lot of them are like grieving mothers or an article about a grandmother whose grandson died and she got a replica made of the baby.
Then I fully support this. Yeah. It's like a coping mechanism.
Sure.
So how do you get the 3D print of your...
I think that like an artist takes a picture of the baby and then paint them.
Yeah, because they don't come put together.
Yeah. Yeah. There's it's like this whole forum
wait,
on
what?
Bounce
no,
of the
it's
baby
a DIY thing.
Where someone's like, oh, okay, I need to buy arms. I need to buy legs.
So
we have legs.
So these
for-
images, these pictures of this baby, the baby comes to you within pieces.
The baby comes to
you. You get baby
you
legs and arms pieces. And a torso.
Yeah, yes. The baby comes to you and the Kingston clan will send you baby parts.
Yeah.
And then you have to put the baby together.
Yeah. This is disgusting. This is the craziest thing we've ever talked about.
I wonder if they're putting shit in it, like cameras or something.
Oh my God.
Like in Black Mirror.
What if they're...
That little teddy bear that was like that person inside.
What if they're
spies
doing
FBI
drug trafficking.
The babies are made of cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let's get
wait
some
how
cut them open.
Guys, we gotta sniff some babies.
So many ideas. It's great. There's gotta be drugs in those babies. But the woman who's an artist who I guess sells these, she was watching Escape Polygamous or that show on whatever, and she saw it was a Bountiful Baby truck in the background, or like someone had a bag with the name Bountiful Baby on it. And she's like, wait a minute. So she Googled it and figured out that the owners are the Kingston clan.
Oh,
and so
no.
Like just this past week, like there's
she
a lawsuit.
Filed a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Ugh. It's crazy.
Because all these companies that they have, like that's a newer company that they have.
Yeah.
And then this gun making company they have also, Desert Tech in Utah, was founded in 2007. Which is another company that they have by Nick Young, who I'm assuming is someone who's in
Swaggy Pia from the basketball commune. Player.
Is that no, is it a
no,
character?
That's a different person.
That's how well I know sports. Is that a character?
No,
is that a character on the sports team?
To Azealia Banks or not? Who's that Australian rapper girl?
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
People think I look like her.
You do.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of Iggy Azalea vibe. And Nick Young's basketball player, he was married to Iggy Azalea, but it's
didn't he cheat on her?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, yeah.
He did.
When you said that this. Swaggy P or whatever, Swaggy I was like, P, oh, it's an Instagram child.
Yeah.
Like Swaggy P. Yeah,
that's Instagram one of the kid. Names of the real boards. But yeah, so they also have that Desert Tech, and it's one of the best tactical gun making companies in the world.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And they sell them like overseas.
Yeah. And they turned down a $10 million deal with the Pakistan military.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that
they're turning some things down.
Yeah. So that's good for them.
Okay, sure.
But and they strange. Are making guns. Yeah, they are. But strange. Yeah, strange that they are making guns.
Yeah. Oh
and God. Also a little bit reminiscent of Jonestown.
Yes. Mm,
yep.
When you're in a club, you gotta make ammo, you gotta make guns.
Yeah.
You gotta make fake babies.
Any
yeah. People
the
guns.
Three
you
rules.
Gotta, you gotta make babies somehow.
Yeah.
Either from fucking or from 3D printers.
Or 3D printers. Yeah. So those were some of the weird things that we found. They also have like a dairy farm.
Yeah. School.
That checks out. A dairy farm and a school.
Sure.
Like, okay. Plenty
yeah.
of cults
yeah,
have
that yes. makes sense.
But gun company and 3D printed babies.
That's
weird.
So and so then I was creepy. Reading about like the real babies they have. And like, because there's a lot of incest happening.
Yes.
A lot of cousins marrying cousins.
Yes. Yes.
And so I was on Vice. There's an article about this graveyard.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's I read this on Vice.
Oh, God.
Former order members tell of babies being born nearly every week in the church. Oh. Accounts of clan babies being born with congenital defects and other problems abound, including dwarfism, albinism, and children born minus fingernails or without genitals. Because home births and the frequency of miscarriages and stillborns among the Kingsons have led to macabre legends of dead infants buried in Kingson backyards.
Oh.
So there are also accounts of dead babies being buried at the holy spot, a tree-shrouded patch of land across the street from a grade school in Bountiful, just north of Salt Lake City.
The name of the baby.
That's where the
oh my god,
that's
maybe
where
they're
the 3D printer
babies.
Oh, oh my god, it. They're definitely scanning. That's Bountiful.
Oh, they're scanning dead babies. Oh.
They're scanning dead babies.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my god, Bountiful babies. God. That's where the graveyard is.
I have
oh
my chills. God. That's awful.
I didn't even realize that till now,
Melissa.
That's awful.
Babies, they're all white babies.
Well, yeah.
Like some of them, they added like a little color.
I mean, you could paint them a different color.
No, sure. But they are all very much white people's babies.
Oh my god!
Like, once you do incest, so many. You know that my grandparents are first cousins.
No,
wait, what?
Melissa,
excuse me.
Oh
what?
Yeah, everyone knows that.
And I found that out on ancestry.com like a couple years ago.
They never told you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Utah. No, I'm from Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Were they just like in love? I mean, look, I don't hate
that
it.
That explains
in
a lot.
Love.
Well, in Michigan, it was my great grandmother, Mabel, my great uncle, Floyd. And I was on ancestry.com looking. I'm like, blah, blah. I'm like, why does a tree like? And I was so confused. And I found a picture of them. And on the picture, like it was written, it was like, oh, possible first cousins.
Oh,
so
my
I
God.
Was like, wait, because the tree, they both have the same grandparents.
Oh.
So my grandmother is from a child of incest. And so I'm like three generations away from Inza.
That's hot.
Wow. You're far away enough. You're
yeah, fine. That's fine.
But I was like,
good for you.
Oh, that explains why, like,
I love that for you.
A little off.
Wait, what do you think the effects of it are?
Yeah. But I was like, oh, that's why my face is kind of like. One side is like kind of like.
No, your face is gorgeous. You look oh, amazing. You have great style.
Yeah, don't worry. Well, if you look at it from a weird, like, one you're side. Like,
have two faces. You're like, here, look behind my hair. There's another face. That's the only thing that's kind of incesty.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm dying. Oh my God, that's so funny. Fucking good.
Damn. So yeah, there's
you know I didn't know that. Babies. But
wow. Well, now everyone knows.
I know.
Congratulations.
Look, it's
that's
it's a
huge
fact.
News.
I'm an open person.
And you're thriving.
I'm
you're
really thriving. Glad you peppered in the baby graveyard with the incest. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my god.
That's so good.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah. So they really accomplished a lot, this Kingston clan.
They're all over the place.
They've been going for a while. And if you have over 200 people in just one family.
Think of all you can accomplish.
I looked up pictures of Jacob Kingston and the other guy. They're not good looking men.
Their mugshots look insane.
They have crazy eyes times 1,000.
And a creepy like smirk.
Yes.
Yeah, they do not. They look gross. They look like gross people.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're like, look at all we've accomplished.
They're mugshots.
Yeah, that's horrible.
They have like dark circles under the. Yeah, like they're.
Who does he kind of look like? He looks like someone.
I think he reminds me of the creepy family that only drinks
this
milk on It's Always
like
Sunny.
Kyle Mooney.
I don't know. It's always Sunny.
He looks like someone. I couldn't figure it out. And they're creepy. And
Milk is creepy.
He was on 30 Rock, I think, and he played Jenna Maloney's cross-dressing boyfriend for a minute.
Is it Bill Hader?
No.
No, on 30 Rock.
Will Forte.
Will Forte.
He looks like Will Forte.
Yes.
Oh, like a very gaunt Will Forte.
Yeah, he looks like a gaunt Will Forte.
Oh my gosh.
Like a super skinny, malnourished Will
Guys,
Forte.
Real quick.
Oh my God.
He does. Oh my God.
So this ranch that they were talking about is like on some people's Pinterest boards.
Yeah, it's like a corn maze pumpkin.
Ranches that they run. It's like a fun family pumpkin thing for Halloween, which makes sense. It's super creepy.
Yeah.
And they have two of them, I think, in like different places.
I bet the other polygamists have no idea that they run all these businesses. You know what I mean? Like people.
Because unless like you really knew like that, one of their ranches, it's like a apple orchard, gorgeous.
Pumpkin picking.
Yeah, it looks super fun.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know unless.
Also, I don't think, because they're not allowed to talk to outside people, so I don't think they know.
Oh, right. Not. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
But they can have like business from outside people because they have a grocery store.
I think.
Right?
Or do they not accept the currency? Guys in charge are allowed to do whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the rest of the people aren't.
I think it's probably a Handmaid's Tale type grocery store.
Right.
Where I think it's just the people from within the community probably shop there.
And there's a quote from Rolling Stone that says the Klan avoids hospitals, believing government-backed doctors might inject them with mysterious diseases or demand birth records, exposing the order's lifestyle.
Yeah, that quote was insane. Right.
Yeah.
Infecting them with disease. Yeah. That's crazy.
Do you think they just say that to their other, like, to their people to scare them?
I'm sure they scare.
It reminded me of the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village.
Right.
Where I was like, oh, they're using scare tactics to keep everyone in this weird community.
And you realize they're just, like, in a farm in, like, an urban area.
Yeah, that it's, like, present day.
Yes.
On the topic of birth defects, just real quick, I'm so sorry. I on A&E watched a documentary. I can't find the name of it, but it's all about all this health stuff that's happening in the polygamist community.
Sure.
And how they never go to doctors and people are born with and they just hide it and cover it up and they don't believe in this stuff. And it's real bad. I don't remember the name of it, but it's on the A&E.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that they are like, we want to make our people pure and our race pure. But by doing incest, it's not.
They're doing the opposite.
You're doing the opposite. You're just creating all these like congenital defects.
And not also not healthy. Like it's like purely sick.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oof.
Well, this took a turn.
As usual, you can expect me and Melissa.
Thanks, guys.
Take a weird
babies.
Detour for you.
I wonder if the 3D printing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. I just have to show this side by side.
Oh, Will Forte and Jacob Kingston.
Yeah.
One of the Kingstons.
Identical twins. If they ever do a movie, he should get the part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Should absolutely get the
Will
part.
Will Forte should play.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know what. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us. This is so fun.
I can talk about this for hours.
For the rest of my life.
So crazy. Where should people find you on social media and stuff?
You can find us at Webcrawlers Pod. We're on Twitter and Instagram.
Cool.
Yeah. Everywhere.
And you can listen to us on iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah.
Webcrawlers Podcast.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes. Yeah. It's so good. You guys should listen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, guys, thank you so much. As you know, we're obsessed with you listeners.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much for listening.
And we need to hear your voices, so please call our Hot Tip Hotline because my life depends on it. It's 347-509-9414.
Or you can email us at scamwebpodcast@gmail.com. We're Scamweb Podcast on all the things. I just updated our Patreon.
It's very cool.
There are levels. That's the TanaCon, the Fire Festival. So choose what identifies you the best.
Yeah.
And that's Scamweb Podcast as well.
We love you guys.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.